的苦，开拓的新的
Amen, all is due, Amen.
Spirit of the land, and I will pass, will pass. When I see the light,
praise God.
See the blood, I will
Saints, we do greet you in Jesus' name this evening. It's good to be in his house. When you come for communion, I'm sure
j'aime beaucoup quand on vient pour la communion. Je pense
there's something special about communion.
Amen. Il y a quelque chose de spécial.
You know, this Christian walk is such an individual affair.
Et cette marche chrétienne, c'est une affaire individuelle.
And the only way, amen, that you can be successful.
Et la seule façon que tu peux avoir de succès.
You know, there's many who have made shipwreck of their faith.
Il y a beaucoup qui a fait le naufrage de leur foi.
There's many along the road.
Il y a beaucoup tout au long du chemin.
And they don't serve the Lord no
et
more.
Qui ne servent plus le Seigneur.
People that were in the message, they're not in the message anymore.
Dans le message, ne sont plus
and
dans
the
le
secret
le secret
is not your strength,
et ce n'est pas votre
your
force,
wisdom.
Et ce n'est pas votre sagesse,
the secret is in communion with
et
him.
C'est dans la communion avec Dieu.
That's where the believer
et c'est là où le croyant
gets strength
et sa force
to continue the journey.
Pour continuer le voyage.
That's where you get
c'est là où vous trouvez
understanding
la compréhension
when things happen that you don't
et
understand.
Quand les choses se passent quand tu ne comprends pas.
It's personal communion.
Et humain, c'est une communion
and your communion with the Lord
et votre communion avec le Seigneur
it will help me, yes.
Et ça va m'aider, bien si.
Minister to me,
et que tu peux me servir
from a place of strength,
d'une place de force.
But generally speaking,
mais généralement parlant,
you have to have your own
vous devez avoir votre propre communion.
It soon finds you out.
Et une fois que cela vous
a
retrouve,
believer who's not in communion
le croyant qui n'est pas dans la communion avec
it doesn't take long
et ça ne prend pas le
to
temps
manifest itself.
Pour manifester cela.
Let's open Hebrews 10. We'll just read one verse there.
Nous allons lire un seul verset.
Verse 19.
Verset 19.
Just to get our thought, and then we'll read Psalm 91.
Pour prendre notre pensée, nous allons lire Psaume.
Hebrews 10, verse 19.
Hébreux 10, verset 19.
Very familiar. The Apostle Paul says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
To enter into the holiest.
Pour entrer dans la place sainte.
And to have boldness.
Et avoir la liberté.
There's got to be something that comes to give you this boldness.
C'est quelque chose qui doit venir pour vous donner cette liberté.
Because naturally speaking, we don't have boldness.
Et si naturellement on n'a pas la liberté.
To enter into the most holy place.
Pour entrer dans la place de
so we need the Lord to help us.
Nous avons besoin que le Seigneur.
There's got to be some provided way, some approach.
Une voie pourvue, une approche.
That gives us a boldness.
Et qui nous donne la
liberté. To bring us into this place.
Pour nous amener dans
cette
place.
Let's read Psalm 91.
Psalm 91.
We'll read the whole of the psalm.
Nous allons lire le psaume tout entier.
It's such a nice psalm.
C'est un psaume très merveilleux.
Psalm 91. You can follow in other languages.
Vous pouvez suivre dans d'autres langues.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. So it speaks of certain people that live in a certain place.
Il parle d'un certain groupe de gens.
Not everyone lives there.
C'est pas tout le monde qui vit là-bas.
But there's people.
Il y a les gens
that David is speaking about
que le David est en
who
de
were dwelling in a secret place
qui habite dans les places secrètes
which is the secret place of the Most High.
Et qui est la place secrète du Très-Haut.
It says, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Mm. Surely, He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers. And under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Then the Lord says, because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for your word. How precious that psalm is, Lord. Father, won't you help us to enter in this day.
Please, Lord.
to the place that we can say this day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Amen.
Bless your people that have gathered this evening. Anybody still on the way, please watch over them, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Pouvez-vous en soir.
What you wanted to have a look at this evening
is
back to basics.
C'est rentrer dans la base.
I think there's certain times it's so good to go back to basics.
Moments de pouvoir rentrer dans la base.
Now, whenever I find myself
et quand je me retrouve moi-même,
that you're losing harmony with God,
et que vous êtes en train de perdre l'harmonie avec Dieu,
you know, the first thing that starts is you lose harmony with Him.
Et la première chose, c'est perdre l'harmonie avec Dieu.
And then there's the symptoms, you start losing harmony with other people.
Et vous commencez à perdre l'harmonie avec les autres personnes.
But it always starts within.
Et ça commence à l'intérieur.
And the best thing is,
la meilleure chose à faire,
go back to the basics once
again.
Il faut
rentrer dans les bases encore.
That's a scriptural principle.
Ça, c'est un principe scriptural.
Because the Lord said to the Ephesian church, hey,
c'est parce que le Seigneur a dit à l'église,
you've left your first love.
Vous avez quitté votre premier amour.
Remember,
from
whence thou hast fallen.
D'où vous êtes tombé.
And go back
et vont rentrer
and do the first works.
Et va faire les premières œuvres.
And it's so nice
et c'est très bien
that you just think of when you were young in the faith.
Que vous pensez quand vous étiez jeune dans la foi.
Think of when you were walking with Christ.
Et quand vous pensez quand vous étiez en train de marcher
think
avec
of the last
Christ,
time in your life
et la dernière fois dans votre
when
vie,
the Lord was real to your soul.
Que le Seigneur était réel
when
pour
there
votre
was the
âme.
Blessing of God in your soul.
Quand il y avait la bénédiction de Dieu dans votre âme.
And then go back.
Et rentre.
What kind of life did
et
you live
quel
then?
Genre de vie vous avez
what
vécu
kind là? Of walk?
Et quel genre de marche?
You know, you had a simplicity in those days.
Vous avez rencontré la simplicité dans ces jours.
But some things come and taken away the simplicity that is in Christ.
Et quelque chose est venu, a pris la simplicité qui est à Christ.
So nice to see Brother Johnny, I'm sorry, I didn't see him. God bless you, brother. So fine to see him as well.
C'est bien de lui voir.
And Brother Vlad, to have him back as well.
Et
sorry, brother.
Vlad aussi.
It's so nice. And
et c'est très bien.
It was a fine song worship.
Et c'est un très bon
it
chant
was really good. May the Lord bless you, brother.
Très bien, que le Seigneur vous bénisse.
But the simplicity that is in Christ.
La simplicité qui est en
so we wanted to look at this thought.
Nous voulons regarder à cette mention.
Communion and adoption.
La communion et l'adoption.
I'm just taking it from one message.
Je suis en train de prendre
it's the message,
message
A Hidden Life.
D'un message, la vie cachée.
The prophet preached this in Chicago.
Le prophète a prêché cela à Chicago.
1955
October. 1955
October. And this message really blessed my soul this week.
Béni beaucoup, a béni mon âme.
You know, and friends,
et amis,
if I can just say something which
si
I was going to say tomorrow,
et je vais dire quelque chose que je vais dire
something that is really burning in my soul these
chose
days.
Quelque chose était en train de briller dans mon cœur ces jours.
I believe
et je crois
what this man said.
Et c'est que cet homme
friends,
dit. Amen.
I'll never correct what this man said.
Amen. Je ne corrigerai jamais ce que cet homme.
I'll never want to put my ideas.
Amen. Je ne
my
jamais
own thoughts.
Mes idées, mes propres
there's
pensées.
An epidemic going around at the
il
moment.
Il y a l'épidémie qui est en train d'aller tout
of people in the message.
Que les gens dans le message.
Who think they know better than the prophet.
Et qui pensent qu'ils connaissent mieux que le prophète.
You know, the more that you share those things.
Amen. Plus vous attendez ces choses. Hein,
like Brother François, you say shame.
Comme le frère François, vous allez
and
dire
friends,
autre.
This church
cette église,
was
hein,
built on this message.
Amen.
And this
message.
Church will always stand for
et
this
amen.
Message. We're not going to add to this message.
Amen.
And we're not going to take away from this message. And that's
amen.
Why I'd like just today just to
et
use this message.
Je vais utiliser aujourd'hui juste
because
ce message.
Everything the bride needs is in these books
tout ce
and tapes.
A besoin, un, dans ses livres.
Whatever
amen.
Answers you're looking for.
Amen.
Whatever situation you find yourself
quelle
in.
Situation vous vous retrouvez,
if you just go and ask the
si
Lord.
Vous allez demander le Seigneur,
and say, Lord, give
Seigneur donne,
me this day my daily bread.
Ici, mon pain quotidien.
And you want the Lord to minister
si
to you
que le Seigneur puisse vous servir,
concerning the situation that you're in.
Concernant la situation dans laquelle vous êtes,
you'll find it in the message.
Vous allez trouver dans le message.
Because the message,
je pense que le message
is very scriptural.
Amen. C'est trop scriptural.
And how the message throws light on the scripture.
Le message amène la lumière sur les écritures.
One thing the message makes you love is your Bible.
Amen. C'est que le message te fait aimer, c'est
the message
Bible.
Doesn't replace the Bible.
Le message ne remplace pas
genuine
la Bible.
Message believers love
un
their Bible.
Croyant, du message aime
because
sa
the message makes the Bible
amen.
So real.
Parce que le message rend la Bible est trop
and
réelle.
So personal.
Amen.
Some people personal. Seem to think that to be a message believer, you
et
don't believe the Bible.
Non, être le croyant, du
I don't understand
pas
that. I never understood my Bible till I got in the message.
Ma Bible. Amen. Amen. Jusqu'à temps que je suis arrivé au message.
But the message shines such light upon the scriptures.
Frappe une telle lumière dans les écritures.
And especially the scriptures that we need in this age.
Que nous avons besoin dans cet âge.
The principles that we need.
Le principe que nous avons
besoin to overcome in this age.
Pour vaincre cet âge.
That's why to me.
Et c'est pourquoi pour moi.
These message books will always be my friend.
Le message sera toujours mon ami.
They'll be my constant companion, friends.
Amen.
Until
ça
the rapture.
Sera toujours mon compagnon.
Some of them I've read so many times.
Beaucoup d'entre eux, je les lis plusieurs fois.
And sometimes, like this message, A Hidden Life,
comme ce message, Une Vie Cachée,
the prophet would have preached it in different places.
Et le prophète a prêché dans des places
and it's
différentes.
So wonderful just to listen to all the times he preached the same thought.
Écouter cette message partout là
because it ministers so many things.
C'est parce que cela sert
practical
de choses,
things
et des choses pratiques
to the life of a believer.
Dans la vie d'un croyant.
Now, the prophet in this message,
le prophète dans ce message,
he uses that scripture in Hebrew.
Now
we're thinking of communion and adoption.
On passe à propos de la communion et de l'adoption.
And adoption is a very important thing.
C'est la chose la plus importante.
Because we're living in the age of adoption.
C'est parce que nous vivons dans l'âge de l'adoption.
Now that can be a catchphrase.
Cela peut être une
like Brother Crosby always said, there's lots of catchphrases in the message.
Il y a beaucoup de phrases,
many things we can say, we can jump up when we say
choses,
them.
Peut dire, on peut sauter, cela.
But what I want
que je veux,
is the practicality of
it. Amen.
When there's something called adoption, we can speak of it as a concept.
On peut appeler cela comme une idée.
But how gracious the Lord was to us is that He sent us a message,
et il nous a envoyé un message
which came and showed us exactly the way to our adoption.
Exactement notre chemin vers l'adoption.
That if we want to come to adoption,
et si nous voulons arriver à
l'adoption, to our place in Christ,
à notre placement en Christ,
it's not just something which is vague.
Ce n'est pas juste quelque chose qui
but
est
the
vague.
Prophet really shows it so clearly.
Montre réellement et il demande
and we as believers,
et nous comme
croyants, I'm sure you like me,
je suis sûr vous comme moi,
I want to achieve
je vais achever
in my life
dans ma vie
what God wanted me to achieve.
Que Dieu veut que je puisse
achever. I want to find my place,
et je vais trouver ma place
and fulfill my calling.
Et accomplir mon appel.
That's what my adoption is.
C'est ce qui est mon
that's
adoption.
What your adoption is.
Amen. C'est ce qui est votre adoption.
We fulfill some parts, different measures, different ones of us here this evening. But every single one of us, I'm sure, would desire to go deeper. There's a place that your soul still tells you, God wants you to be there. You may have tasted of that place, but you want to be more consistent in that place. You don't just want to taste and see that the Lord is good, but you want to abide in that place. That secret place of the Most High. And that's what the prophet's speaking about in this message. But he calls it a hidden life. But he's going to speak to us about adoption. And he's speaking, he says, this is a convention. He says, I'm sure we all come to these conventions to find out how to have a closer walk with God. And at a communion service, is it not a good idea for us once again to go back to these wonderful spiritual principles of how we can have a closer walk with God. I believe every person here has a walk with God, has walked with God, has heard from God, has different experiences with God, but I'm sure you want to walk closer to Him. Because Enoch walked with God. And he was our type. It wasn't just a once in a while thing with Enoch. There was a progressive revelation. Because to walk with God is a progressive unveiling. And you want to be closer than you were last year, I'm sure. You want God's plan and purpose for your life to be more real now than it was 2 years ago. But friends, we have an enemy. And he's a cunning enemy. The devil, the greatest thing that he fears
la grande chose qu'il a peur,
is a believer
c'est le croyant
who's approaching the adoption.
Qui est en train d'approcher son adoption.
He doesn't mind just a believer.
Il ne s'inquiète pas juste d'un
croyant. But when you start to fulfill your commission,
quand vous commencez à accomplir votre commission,
when you start to get near to your purpose,
quand vous commencez à être près de ses objectifs,
expect spiritual warfare.
Il faut attendre des guerres spirituelles.
Because that's what the devil fears.
Amen. C'est ce que le diable a peur.
Satan doesn't want people that are walking with God.
Les gens qui marchent avec Dieu.
Because you will edify and establish the kingdom of God.
Parce que vous allez édifier et établir le royaume.
And you will break down
et vous allez briser
the kingdom of the enemy.
Le royaume de l'ennemi.
When you're walking in that place,
quand vous marchez dans cette place-là,
it's an effective place.
Et c'est une place qui a
it's a place of authority.
Et c'est une place d'autorité.
It's a place of power.
Et c'est une place de
Paul tells us it's a place of boldness.
Dit que c'est une place de liberté.
So which believer wouldn't want to abide there?
Quel croyant qui ne veut pas demeurer là-bas?
Friends, we have our battles.
Nous avons nos batailles.
We have our fears.
Nous avons nos peurs.
Complications come.
Complications.
Misunderstandings. All manner of things. Things we don't understand.
Les choses qu'on ne comprend pas.
The answer is get into this place.
La réponse est qu'il faut entrer dans cette place.
That secret place of the Most High.
Cette place secrète du
Tout. Everything makes sense there.
Toutes choses ont des sens là-bas.
It may not make sense to your mind. But when you're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, you will say, it is well with my soul. My soul is satisfied in him. You may not still understand your circumstances. You may not have all the answers that you're seeking for. But it's a place of rest. And the Lord, I believe, desires to minister us to a place of rest. To rest in him. So the prophet says, so I thought. To preach on the supernatural. But he says, the supernatural is just as much mysterious to me as it is to you. So instead of the prophet preaching of the supernatural, he's going to show you how to get into a certain place. And then the supernatural takes care of itself. It's like when Brother David was praying, or Brother Virgus, or Brother Vlad was speaking, one of the two, was speaking of the healing of the soul. You may be looking for healing in your body. You may be looking for the Lord to minister to financial needs. Whatever situation you're in, the answer is first the healing of the soul. Because God's promises work from within. When all is well in your soul, you'll start to believe for the other things. But sometimes you need to let the work start in the soul once again. Sometimes you're trying to claim the promises, but you don't have rest in the soul. Someone's trying to exhort us to believe, to speak, and those are good things. But unless there's harmony in the soul, you won't be able to do those things. But once you get things right in your soul, everything else takes care of itself. Seek you first the kingdom of God, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Jesus said, if you abide in me, and my word abides in you, ask what you will. But it's an abiding. It's a place where faith is one of the attributes of that place. You don't have to crank up your faith when you find that place. Because faith is one of the attributes of that place. Peace is another one of the attributes of that place. Joy, whatever you need, you find it in this place. So if the Lord could help us once again back to basics, of what is the way to get into this place once again? And this is the place of adoption. This is the place where you will bring forth naturally in your life what God ordained for you from before the foundation of the world. You won't have to manufacture something. You won't try to take somebody else's position. When you get to this place, you just be yourself.
Amen.
And everything will take care of itself.
Amen. Toute chose autre prendra soin
d'elle. So the prophet says, so I thought,
le prophète dit que j'ai pensé,
instead,
au lieu,
That I'll speak of the hidden life with Christ.
Parler de la vie cachée à Christ, hein?
Some way that we can hide away.
Et quelque part qu'on puisse se cacher.
Get away from all of it.
Et s'éloigner de tout cela.
And live with Christ.
Et vivre avec Christ.
What a life.
Et quelle vie.
Don't you want that?
Est-ce que vous ne voudriez
to
pas
live
cela?
With Christ.
De vivre
and
avec
he says,
Christ.
Now God has made it so simple in the Bible.
Trop simple dans la
so simple.
Dieu in the Bible. Trop simple dans la Bible.
He says God
Dieu
doesn't dwell so much in theology.
Il n'habite pas beaucoup dans la théologie.
He dwells in love.
Il habite dans l'amour.
And humbleness.
Et dans l'humilité.
Everybody can get acquainted with him.
Et chaque corps peut être
and know him.
Avec lui et le connaître.
And he says, and in the Old Testament,
dans l'Ancien Testament,
in the shadows and the types,
et dans les ombres et dans les types,
he's expressed himself
il est en train d'exprimer
and his doings.
Et exprimer ce
so that we, the simple-minded,
afin que nous, les pensées simples,
may have a conception of his will
on peut avoir la conception de sa volonté
and what he's done.
Et ce qu'il a
so
fait.
The prophet here takes us back to the tabernacle.
Nous a ramené encore une fois au tabernacle.
And he says, God allowed these things
Dieu a permis que ces choses
to try to show us in simplicity
essayer de nous montrer cela dans la simplicité,
the principles of his kingdom.
Le principe de son royaume.
He says, how beautiful
comment un beau
God foreshadowed this Holy Spirit we're enjoying today in the Old Testament.
Dieu a préombré ces choses dans l'Ancien Testament.
So God has foreshadowed.
Dieu a préombré
and if you go back to these shadows and these types,
si vous regardez, vous allez dans ces ombres et ces types,
God shows us the way.
Dieu nous montre le chemin.
God does an illustrated example before us
Dieu est fin l'illustration
of the spiritual principles.
Dans le principe spirituel
of getting into this place.
D'entrer dans cette place.
Then he starts speaking about adoption.
Et il a commencé à parler de l'adoption.
He says in the Old Testament,
dans l'Ancien Testament,
when a son was born,
quand un fils
he was a son when he was born.
Il était un fils quand il est né.
He says,
et il a dit,
and he was put in a typical oriental home
on l'a mis dans une maison typicale orientale,
under a tutor.
Sous un tuteur
that raised this child.
Et qui va élever cet enfant.
Paul spoke of it in the New Testament.
Paul a parlé de cela dans le Nouveau Testament.
He says, but
et il dit, man,
remember, no matter what would take place,
souvenez-vous, n'importe ce qui va prendre,
it was born a child through the new birth. Speaking spiritually
now. À travers la nouvelle naissance.
God creates something in you
Dieu a créé quelque chose avant,
that wasn't there before.
Et qui n'était pas là-bas avant.
So the new birth, regeneration,
la régénération,
put something inside of you.
Quelque chose d'avant,
something derrière, that cries, Abba Father.
Quelque chose qui crie, Abba Père.
Something that brings you into a relationship. But that's not enough.
Et ça, ce n'est pas assez.
The prophet said it's your behavior.
Le prophète dit que c'est votre comportement.
It's your walk
et c'est votre marche
before God
devant Dieu
that will qualify you to come to adoption.
Vous qualifier pour arriver à
just as much as that child born
c'est de la même façon que cet
under the Eastern tradition.
Et sous la tradition,
it wasn't enough just to be born a son.
Assez juste de naître un enfant.
You had to be tested first.
Vous devez être
you had to walk a certain way
vous
first.
Devez marcher une certaine façon
there had to be something that pleased your father first. You had to have a good report of the tutor first. You would be tested and tried. And the tutor would keep going back to the father until one day your walk was exactly what your father desired. There was a consistency. No, there was something which was not just an up and a down.
Il y aura quelque chose qui ce n'est pas seulement les hauts et les bas.
But a consistency.
Mais une consistance.
Don't you love consistent believers?
Est-ce que vous n'aimez pas
I love it, friends.
Un chrétien consistant.
I love believers. They're in church. It doesn't matter how tough things are in their life.
J'aime les croyants qui sont toujours à l'église, peu importe comment
les choses. It doesn't matter how bad the conditions may be.
Amen. Comment mauvaises sont les conditions?
They're not governed by conditions.
Mais ils ne sont pas gouvernés par
they're
les
faithful
conditions.
In the post of duty.
Amen. Ils sont
friends, that is one of the conditions of adoption.
C'est l'une des conditions
people
de
can jump to the ceiling.
Les gens qui sautent
but if you're not faithful in the little things,
si vous n'êtes pas fidèle dans les petites choses,
you're not getting closer to your adoption.
Amen.
Friends, if you can't be faithful in the post
si
of duty,
poste,
can't
voir,
be faithful in the things that
si
you can do,
que toi tu peux faire,
how do you expect God
tu peux
to entrust you with great things,
de faire confiance avec des
with authority,
choses, avec
with power, with
avec
position?
La force et avec
you can never do it.
Amen.
He's going to test us in the little things
il
first.
Va nous tester d'abord dans les petites choses.
And that's why the prophet says that.
Et c'est pourquoi le prophète, il a dit
he says, but now,
et maintenant,
let's drop back.
Et que nous puissions dessiner un peu derrière.
To the hidden life.
Et rentrer dans la vie.
And find out what is going to be required.
Et pour voir qu'est-ce qui doit être exigé.
To get into this place of adoption.
Pour arriver dans cette place de l'adoption.
So the prophet speaks of the principles of adoption.
Le prophète a parlé des principes.
He says we now get into the border, 1955, the time of adoption of the church.
Le temps de l'adoption de l'église.
This is before the spoken word.
Ça, c'est avant la parole parlée.
This is before the new ministry.
Ça, c'est avant le nouveau ministère.
But the prophet could sense it was coming in. It was a season.
Sentir que c'est une saison.
It was a time of dispensational change.
Temps des changements, des dispensationnels.
But that's why I love the message.
C'est pourquoi j'aime le
message. Because the prophet brings it back to simplicity.
Amen.
And said, we're all speaking of adoption. There's the latter rain movement then, speaking of adoption. Speaking of Joel's army. That are going to leap and jump over walls and all those things. The prophet says, but let's go back and see what the requirement is for us to get into this place of adoption. Then he says, it's a hidden life.
Et c'est une vie cachée.
A hidden life in
et
Christ.
C'est une vie cachée en Christ.
He says, now look back in the Old Testament.
Maintenant, il faut regarder
he
dans
says, look in the tabernacle.
Il faut regarder dans les tabernacles.
There's our tabernacle.
Et c'est ça notre tabernacle.
He says, there were three rooms.
Il y avait trois chambres.
And he says, and you only live in three rooms.
Et vous vivez seulement dans les trois chambres.
He says, you may have many rooms in your house.
Amen.
He said, but there's the kitchen where you eat. He says, the living room where you have communion. And he said, then there's the bedroom where you rest. And he says, and God dwelt in three rooms.
Habite dans trois chambres.
And he says, this type's exactly the
et
same thing.
Types sont exactement la même
he chose. Says, but there's a place within the veil.
Il y a une place au-delà du voile.
Where there's a place of rest.
Là où il y a le place, la place
where there's a place of perfect peace.
Et là où il y a la place de la foi parfaite.
You know, I so much wish we'd sing that song more here.
Et je souhaiterais qu'on puisse chanter
at Brother Crosby's church, they sing it a lot.
L'église de Frère Crosby,
shut in with God in the secret place.
Et fermé avec Dieu dans la place secrète.
It's such a nice song.
Amen.
Gaining more power to run the race. I love to be shut in with God. The third realm. The place of rest. Within the veil. He says, when a person sinner comes in, he first goes from the outer court. He recognizes the sacrifice. He makes a profession of Christ.
He
accepts Christ as his Savior. He moves to the beyond the first veil. He says, and beyond the first veil, he's in a place of communion with God. God can speak to you. And you can speak to God. He says, but there's another realm beyond that. He says, but when he moves into the bedroom, the still quietness with God. Where all the things of the world is shut out. And he's alone in the stillness with God. He says, brethren, sisters, that's the place this Pentecostal move ought to be today. Not so much babbling. We this or that or the other. We ought to be alone in that quiet stillness with God. Imagine if all of us today would just get back to that place where we enter within the veil, where the curtain shuts behind us. Where we don't hear what's going on out there anymore. Where we're in the Shekinah presence of God.
Friends.
Where there's badger skins. All the fusses of the people. All the ups and downs and all those things. You've moved beyond those things. You've moved to a place that God is far more real to you than what brother so-and-so says about you or sister so-and-so says about you. All the babblings and the things out there. You know, Satan, he fears that. You know how I know that he fears that? Because he continually fights against us to stop us getting there.
pour nous empêcher d'arriver là.
He brings this and he brings that.
Il va amener ceci et cela.
And he wants to distract us.
Et il veut nous distraire.
He wants to disturb us.
Et il veut nous décourager.
So instead of waiting on the Lord,
au lieu d'entendre au Seigneur,
and renewing our strength,
et renouveler notre force,
we caught up. This brother said that.
Nous allons entrer, que cette
this sister said that. Friends,
cette sœur a dit cela.
I just want to be shut in with God.
Amen. Je vais être
fermé. Let all the other voices be still tonight.
Et toutes les autres voix soient
if the Lord will take us within that veil, all the fusses in the message. I said it to somebody the other day. I said, I'm so glad God put us right on the extremity of Europe. Because I'm not interested in the fusses in the message.
Amen.
What's that going to do with us? I don't care if this brother says this, this person's preaching that. Unless it comes here, let's have nothing to do with it.
Amen.
Let's not speak about those things.
Qu'on ne parle pas à propos de ces choses.
Let's not concern ourselves with things that we shouldn't be concerned about. But Satan wants us to be busy about those things. Did you hear this? Do you know this person's doing that? You know, I have the scripture written here. When the prophet speaks about that, it's John 21. When Peter and John were with Jesus. And Jesus told Peter his future. And then Peter said, what will happen to John? And Jesus said one thing. He said, what is that to you? Follow thou me.
Amen.
And I've always tried to do that for
him.
What are those things to us? They don't affect us. Let's follow him.
Amen.
Let's keep our eyes upon him. He's called us here for a purpose. There's an adoption, a place that he wants to get us to. But to get there, we need to be shut in with him. We need the veil to drop behind us. And all of those unnecessary things which the devil brings our way. Let those voices be still. And let's come into his presence. The secret place of the Most High. And let's abide there. Because that's the place of adoption. People speak of adoption, but their mouths testify the opposite. It says it in the Psalms. Their tongues run to and fro throughout the earth. That's what David said. He says their tongues run to and fro throughout the earth. He says they're always seeking mischief. How do you expect to get adoption?
Vous allez avoir
when you're in that kind of a condition,
vous êtes dans ce genre de condition,
you need to go deeper.
Amen. Vous devez aller plus profond,
to the place
dans la place, hein,
where he
et là où lui
is more real,
est plus réel,
and more important,
est plus important,
and more precious to you
plus précieuse pour
than
vous
what all those other things say.
Que toute autre chose.
And that's what the prophet speaks of
c'est
here.
Que le prophète parle ici.
He says,
et il dit,
but when he moves into the stillness,
et quand il se déplace
he says, that's where we ought to be.
Et c'est là où on devrait être.
He says, that's the reason, brethren,
et ça, c'est la raison, frère,
that we're holding up the adoption of God.
Et que nous sommes en train de retenir l'adoption de
it's
Dieu.
Not God's fault
et ce n'est pas la faute de Dieu.
In each of our lives
et c'est chacun de nos vies.
That we're not in the perfect place that we should
pas
be.
Dans une place parfaite qu'on devrait
God être. Has made a way for it.
Et Dieu a fait une voie pour
but the prophet says, we are holding back the adoption
dit,
of
nous
God.
Sommes en train de retenir l'adoption de Dieu.
He says, our differences in
notre
life,
différence dans la vie.
Our fussing and quarreling with one another. That's the reason the veil can't drop behind us. And we can go into that presence of God.
Dans cette présence.
We're so interested in what the next fellow is doing.
Nous sommes trop intéressés à ce que les voisins font.
Then he quotes it.
Et il cite cela.
What is that to thee?
Et qu'est-ce que cela a à faire avec
follow thou me.
Amen.
The prophet says it's an individual affair.
Le prophète dit que c'est une affaire individuelle.
Friends, if Sister Sonsa doesn't want to come
si
for communion, or Brother Sonsa, it's an individual affair.
Amen. C'est une affaire
I want to be in communion.
Amen. Je dois être
I want to partake of the Amen. Lord's Supper.
Je dois faire part de la
I want to be shut in with him.
Je vais être fermé avec lui.
Beholding his face.
Amen. contempla sa face.
Gaining new strength
en train de gagner plus
to run this race.
Pour courir cette
Because
course.
You can't run the race for
c'est
me.
Parce que tu peux pas courir la
and I can't run the race for you.
Et moi, je peux pas courir
you need to finish your portion.
Vous devez finir votre portion.
We can encourage one another.
On peut s'encourager l'un l'autre.
And we must.
Et nous devons le
we
faire.
Can try to minister strength to one
on
another and we must.
Essayer de servir la force l'un à l'autre, nous devons le faire.
But in the end,
mais à la fin,
if 10,000 fall at your right
si
hand,
10,000 tombent à ma droite,
make sure it doesn't come near you.
Amen.
And the only way
is
get shut in with God. In the secret place. The prophet says, but look at the secret of it. He says, notice this high priest. There he is. He's got an invitation from the Almighty himself that he can come within the veil. Because not just everybody can come within the veil. You have to be called within the veil. You have to be invited into this place. And the high priest, he had this invitation, Aaron, the sons of Levi. And friends, we are holy priesthood. We have this invitation. Paul has told us we can come boldly unto the throne of grace. But you can't just come anyway. God shows us in the shadows and the types. There's a certain way you have to approach. And the prophet says, notice the dressing of this high priest. Friends, this high priest just couldn't come from his digging his potatoes out there. Dirty garments. Come straight into the tabernacle. And think he can go within the veil. He was disqualified from this secret place. He had to be dressed right. He had to be dressed according to divine requirements. And the good thing about it, God himself provided the dress. He didn't have to go and crack his head to find the high priest's garment. The prophet says, before he could enter the veil, he had to be stripped. And then dressed right. Friends, you cannot bring a spirit of gossip within the veil. You cannot bring an arrogant spirit within the veil. It disqualifies you. You cannot bring malice and bitterness within the veil. You cannot bring unforgiveness within the veil. You've got to be stripped, spiritually speaking. Because you've got to be clothed in humility. You've got to be clothed, the prophet said, in the garments of salvation. You've got to be clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Therefore, you're going to have to be washed by the blood first. You can shout as much as you want. You can jump and turn the chairs over. That's fine. That doesn't qualify you to go within the veil. You've got to be dressed right spiritually. You've got to approach this the right way. God has given us the invitation. He's opened the veil. The veil was rent that day on Calvary. But there's only one way. And you've got to follow this way. And the prophet says, he had to be stripped and dressed right to go in. That's where the church is today. What it needs is a stripping off. He says of these little cults and things. Friends, these false doctrines and things. If someone thinks they know more than the prophet, friends, they're not going to get in there to adoption. Because
Amen, parce
under the shadow,
sous les ombres,
if you read your Bible,
si vous lisez votre Bible, parfum, amen,
Moses,
Moïse,
had to dress the priest.
Amen. Il devrait habiller le prêtre.
The dressing of the priesthood,
amen,
the high priest, was revealed to Moses in the Shekinah presence.
Dans la présence de
and Moses received the revelation
et Moïse a reçu la
and came and preached it to Aaron and his sons.
Amen. Et il a prêché cela à Aaron.
Aaron would have never known himself how to dress to go within the veil.
Comment s'habiller, aller dans le voile.
And then the Lord said,
et le Seigneur a dit,
you can read it in Exodus 40 yourself.
Dans l'Exode 40 toi-même.
The Lord says, you Moses,
et dit, toi, Moïse,
you wash the priesthood.
Vous allez laver les prêtres.
You dress them.
Vous allez les habiller.
And then you anoint them with oil.
Vous allez les oindre.
And friends, it's only the anointing of this message,
c'est seulement l'onction de ce message
that takes us in this age.
Amen. Qui peut nous amener dans cette
into
âge,
the place of adoption.
Dans la place de l'adoption.
So when people think they know more than the messenger,
qu'ils connaissent bien que le message,
friends, they're disqualifying themselves.
Amen. Ils se disqualifient,
not to say they might not be able to do mighty works and wonders.
Pas dire qu'ils ne sont pas capables.
We'll
de
see that tomorrow by the grace of
nous
God.
Allons voir cela par la grâce de Dieu.
But that doesn't mean anything about going
Amen.
Into it within the veil.
Et cela ne veut rien dire.
Balaam did mighty wonders.
Amen.
He prophesied and it's on the pages of the Bible.
Que se trouve dans la page
Judas did mighty wonders.
Judas a fait la même chose.
But they were never living in that place
Amen.
Within the veil.
Mais ils n'ont pas vécu.
But if we get within the veil,
si vous entrez à l'intérieur,
these signs shall follow them that believe.
Ces signes suivront ceux qui ont cru.
That's where you'll find God manifesting through your life and mine,
Dieu s'est manifesté
the fullness of what he desires.
Dans ma vie, la plénitude de ce qui
but this priesthood
mais cette prêterie
had to be dressed a certain way
être habillé d'une certaine
by divine revelation,
par la révélation,
had to be stripped of their own garments.
Être s'écarté
it's like us, we need to be stripped of our own theology,
our own ideology,
our own ways of seeing things, and we need to be washed in the waters of the word, washed in the message of the hour, to see things in this day, the way that God sees things, friends. And then once we're clothed, once we're washed, the next thing, there it is there.
Et voici maintenant,
Moses had to anoint the priest.
Il doit oindre Aaron. Ça, c'est parfait.
Take the rose of Sharon.
Il va prendre la rose de Sharon.
Crush the rose.
Et il va briser la rose.
Mix it with pure olive oil.
Il va mélanger avec l'huile pure.
And had to pour on Aaron's head.
Il va maintenant verser sur Aaron.
So friends, we have to be anointed to go into this place.
Loin pour aller.
That's why I say when Paul said, having therefore boldness,
dit que si nous avons
something
la
has to anoint us to give us boldness.
Quelque chose doit nous oindre pour aller.
And we can never have boldness if you've got a condemned heart.
La liberté avec un cœur condamné.
If you have sin,
si vous avez
unconfessed sin,
de péché
incorrect, God will never anoint you to enter into that place.
Dans cette place-là,
you can get emotional.
Tu peux avoir des émotions.
It doesn't get you there.
Amen.
You've got to follow the anointing there.
Vous devez suivre l'onction qui
God
est
brought an anointing upon Aaron.
Dieu a amené l'onction
through Moses,
à travers Moïse,
the Exodus messenger.
Le messager de l'Exode.
And he came and he anointed that priesthood.
Là.
And then they were equipped
et ils ont été équipés
to go within the veil.
Pour aller au-delà.
Without that, they couldn't go.
Et sans cela, il ne pouvait pas
the aller. Prophet says,
le prophète a dit,
that high priest,
ce sacrificateur,
he said he must get ready to enter in.
Il devrait être prêt pour
so
entrer.
It's a process.
C'est un processus.
If you've lost your place of peace,
vous avez perdu votre place de pain,
if you're not dwelling in the secret place
si
of the Most High,
dans la place de secrète du Très
there's a preparation to get there.
Il y a une préparation pour arriver là-bas.
You've got to be dressed right.
Vous devez vous
you've got to be washed right.
Être lavé
you've got to be anointed right. Then he says one more thing.
Et il a dit une autre
the prophet says his walk must be different.
Et sa marche doit être différente.
Because on the skirts
parce que sous ses
of his robe,
sous
the high priest had the bells and the pomegranates.
Il avait
and as he walked,
il avait son, il avait
they made a sound that said, holy, holy,
saint,
holy
saint,
to the Lord.
Saint,
holy, holy, holy to the Lord. Friends, you can't watch your worldly things on the computer and then enter in. It's got to be a holy walk. Your walk has got to be holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. So you've got to be stripped of the garments of the world, contaminated by the world. You've got to be washed. You've got to be anointed. And it's got to be a holy walk. You've got to be walking right. And the prophet said it was the world that was watching the priest that heard holy, holy, holy. It's not that you say that you're holy. Your life will bear record of the fact that you're living a consecrated walk.
que vous menez une vie consacrée.
So friends, we've got to have a time of separation.
Avoir le temps de séparation.
You can't be on YouTube all the time. Watching the foolishness of this world.
De regarder la folie
in
de
the
ce
sports
monde,
of this world.
Les sports de ce monde,
and expect you're going to enter with, into this place.
Dans cette place.
Friends, it doesn't work like that.
Cela ne marche pas.
God gives the invitation, but he shows the preparation.
Et il montre la préparation.
And says, if you wanted to come to the place of adoption,
arriver à la place de l'adoption,
if you wanted the veil to drop
si vous
behind
que
you,
la voile puisse tomber derrière vous,
this is the condition.
Et ça, c'est la condition.
And that's what the prophet showing me.
C'est ça que le prophète marche,
he says, as he walked, this high priest, his walk was so perfect until the bells played holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Friends, and to get yourself back in that condition, it doesn't just drop on your head from heaven. It takes prayer. It takes consecration. It takes a determination. Because the devil is going to fight you tooth and nail to stop you getting to that place. That's why there's two things.
Et c'est pourquoi il y a deux choses.
Forgiveness of sin
et le pardon du péché
and cleansing from sin.
Et la purification.
When you confess your sin,
quand tu confesses
let's péché, say you've been watching pornography
si tu as regardé la pornographie,
and you've defiled yourself,
et là, t'as scié toi-même, hein?
It's good to confess. You must confess your sin.
Vous devez confesser.
God forgives you.
Dieu te pardonne.
But then there's got to be a purging
il doit être un purgement
of that influence in your life that made you do that thing. There's two things here.
Il y a des choses.
He who confesses and forsakes his sin shall obtain mercy.
Celui qui confesse et abandonne, c'est
but the prophet says many times it needs tears and crying
ça demande des larmes
and fasting. To purge yourself of that influence that made you do those things. And that needs a determination, friends. Because that devil that made you do it, he goes off and then he comes with seven of his friends, the Bible says. And if he comes back and he finds you empty, the last condition is worse than the beginning. That's why you've got to be determined to be free, to be consecrated, and then to enter within the veil. That's what the prophet is showing here. He says, but as he went behind the curtain into the third realm, there was a veil dropped behind him. And the outside world could see him no more. I'm so glad the outside world doesn't know the old David Scott anymore. They don't see him anymore. The old judge George Kershaw, who used to be a DJ in the nightclubs. The world doesn't see him no more. They see another man. The old Francois Djonga, the world doesn't see him no more. That's a testimony. Because the veil drops behind him. And when that man went within the veil, the world didn't see him no more. They may see you naturally, but there's a difference. There's a holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. The veil drops behind him. And the prophet says, it's an individual affair. He says, between every minister. Now we all have a ministry, friends. It's not just we have the ministry. Every one of us has a ministry. The wife must minister to her husband. We are to minister to Christ. We're to minister in the song worship. We're to minister in the prayer meetings. We're to be to minister by testifying. We're to minister to our husband. The prophet says, and every minister ought to always get alone to themselves before he preaches or before he prays, before he does anything. He must get alone with God in that quiet place, hid away with God, and the veil comes down.
But
friends, the devil doesn't want that. You know yourself how much he fights you from it. Just at the time you want to go and spend time with the Lord. What happens?
Et qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Trouble.
Il y a le trouble.
A phone call.
Un appel,
a text message.
Téléphonique, un message.
Misunderstanding in the home.
Le malentendu dans la maison.
The children are fighting.
Les enfants sont en train de se combattre.
You've got to be determined, friends.
Vous devez être déterminé.
You've got to just make a way.
Vous devez faire votre chemin.
You've got to make a way.
Vous devez faire votre
Because
chemin.
Without him, we can do nothing. I got up so early this morning because I so much wanted to pray. It was 10 to 5. And Gatana came down to get milk for Benjamin. He started to cry. And she said, what are you doing here? I was speaking to Brother Will about it the other day. I said, it's so wonderful when the Lord wakes you up in the night watches. When you wake up 4:30 and you can't sleep. Don't lie in your bed. Don't think of other things.
Amen. Ne faut pas passer d'autres choses.
Enter within the veil.
Amen. Amen.
Go and get still before the Lord.
Va être calme devant
Go and speak to him.
Va lui parler.
Go and take off the old garments.
Va mettre l'ancien vêtement.
Tattered and worn from rubbing shoulders with the world. And while things are still and things are quiet, get shut in with God in the secret place. Friends, but the devil, he fights that. Listen what the prophet says in Elijah and the meal offering. He says, the scripture says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. As the song says, teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Get my soul washed in the blood of Calvary. Meet every requirement. Burn all the bridges around. And say now, Lord, nothing in my arms I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. That's the kind of condition. In a room.
Dans la chambre,
or over on the side of the desert.
Dans l'autre côté du désert.
That's the condition you've
ça,
got to get into
vous devez entrer en cela.
Before you walk into the pulpit here.
Avant que vous venir
and whatever your pulpit is,
et vous savez,
you sisters with your children,
vous sert avec
you sisters ministering to your husband,
qui sert à vos maris,
you brothers, you sisters frères, ministering to each other,
vous êtes en train de servir
ministering to the lost in the office, ministering in whatever way. You've got to get yourself shut in. If you want to be effective in
si
any way,
être,
you know why it doesn't work otherwise. Because when the veil doesn't fall behind you, there's a lot of things that offend you.
Il y a beaucoup de choses qui t'offensent.
This offends you and that offends
ceci
you.
T'offense, ceci t'offense.
And then instead of ministering the things the Lord wants you to minister, you're ministering from your offense. You're finding scriptures to fight your battles.
Vous allez trouver les
critiques pour the brother at the altar call, he wants to show his wife that she's wrong. He's searching for scriptures instead of waiting on God to say, Lord, what would you have me to say? The human spirit is involved because you're not shut in with God. Friends, it's so easy to do. And you'll think it's righteous what you're doing. You bring the sword. You bring the correction. But ask yourself, is that what God wants? Wanted you to say? Or is that what you wanted to say? Was that the will of man? Was that the will of God? And friends, unless you shut in with God, there's too many other things that come and disturb the human spirit, that come and raise your emotions, bring up memories, leave an imprint in your spiritual walk, and those things overflow. When you're with one another.
Quand vous êtes l'un à l'autre.
And that's how when you're fellowshipping, instead of ministering the blessings of God, you start gossiping about another sister. You start speaking about another brother. You start criticizing something that was done. Because from the abundance of your heart, the mouth is going to speak. But once you shut in with God, and you start eating from His presence once again, that's what's going to come forth. And that's going to minister the blessings. blessing. The prophet says, you've got to get in that condition. He says, because Satan is always dropping in little imps, little demons, to try to upset something. And you must be holding right onto the cross, not trusting your own ability, but leaning on the everlasting arms, claiming no intelligence of your own, claiming no mind of your own, just opening yourself to let the Holy Spirit speak. And that's for the song leaders. That's for the deacons in the post of duty. That's for husbands in the post of duty. That's for every single one of the children of God. That's the place of adoption. That's the place you're going to bring forth the fruit that you're supposed to bring forth. The prophet says, we've got to get to that place. He says, that's the condition God wants his church in. He says, let's get in that condition. But like I say, Satan's going to fight you, friend. You're going to determine on Monday, I'm going to seek his face. And watch, you wake up with a headache. Or you're going to have a flat tire on the car. Or your wife, she's going to not be in a good mood. And you're going to allow her bad mood to put you in a bad mood. Or the children are going to play up. The prophet says, how about at the altar calls? When the children start screaming and crying, he said, it's the devil. Friends, he knows what he's doing. And that's why there's got to be a determination. You've got to allow an anointing to come upon you to give you a boldness and a desire to enter into that place. Now, we won't take much longer. But he says, now, in this inner court, and to the Holy of Holies, he says, there was furniture sitting there called the mercy seat. Ask yourself in your soul, honestly, when is the last time your soul, not your lips, not your mind, but your soul, was at the mercy seat that obtained mercy in your soul, that you came unto the throne of grace, and in your soul there was a ministration of grace? It's not that easy, friends. It's easy to be emotional. It's easy to be a theological. But you can't impersonate this. You've got to come the right way to the mercy seat. You've got to be walking right and anointed right. You've got to be dressed right. And then you follow that invitation within the veil to the mercy seat. Some people are very quiet. I don't know why. Because I'm saying what the prophet says, friend. This is just as much the message as anybody else preaches the message. And it's very important what I'm saying. The prophet says it was called the mercy seat. He says, and the covenant was in the ark. You know, friends, that's why I said, for you to benefit from the covenant, maybe the covenant of healing, Jehovah Rapha, the covenant name of God. Sometimes we'll be struggling to hold on to Jehovah Rapha because it's not right yet in the soul. Because the covenant is within the veil. This is the place where you come and the anointing is on the covenant. This is where you can come and the covenant becomes real to you. Because before there can be the healing outwardly, the covenant promises must be real inwardly first. God has to be speaking his promise personally to your soul. The great covenant God above the mercy seat, overshadowing the ark in which was the tables of the covenant. This was the ark of the covenant. Friends, that's where we need to get to. For us to see the greater promises. For us to see the big things of God. The prophet showing us the way. Your soul has got to come into this place. Then the covenant promises start being real within. And then it works from within and it works outwardly. And everything else will take care of itself.
l'autre prendra son.
But the prophet says, sometimes we empty in our souls. He says it in greatest battle ever fought. He says that we're trying to reach out to the promises of God. He says it doesn't work. He says you've got to be filled up in here. The promises must be real here. Your soul must be resting first in the promises. And God has made a way, friends. He hasn't made it difficult. He hasn't made it complicated. But it has to be a perfect walk. Not that you're going to be perfect, but your sins have to be under the perfect blood. There has to be a perfect confession of sin. And then he anoints you. And he gives you encouragement. And he draws you, the deep calling unto the deep. And your soul wants to go further. You're tired of living there in the outer realm. You want to come to the place where the covenant is real, where there's mercy that's fresh to your soul. Friends, I long for that. Don't you? To come into this place. I've been there many times in my life. But Satan does his best to get you out of there. Sometimes he tires you out. The prophet says, and we get tired out and then we get discouraged. But they that wait upon the Lord. The prophet says the answer isn't to take a holiday down to the coast. This is the answer. You've got to wait upon the Lord. He says even the young men shall grow weary and utterly faint. Isaiah chapter 40. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Psalm 23. He restoreth my soul. But you've got to bring your soul into the right place where he can be real and your shepherd, and he can restore your soul. And you've got to follow the way that God unfolded in the shadows and types when he showed how the priesthood could enter in then. There's got to be a preparation. You've got to walk the right walk. You've got to receive the anointing of the message of the hour on you. And how are you going to receive the anointing of the message if you're not listening to the message? If you're not reading the message? People are reading the cosmopolitan magazines and sisters these days, their spoken words are the cookbooks and their new recipes. It's good, those things, in a measure. But those things don't satisfy the soul. It's the message that satisfies the soul, friend. And there's no shortcuts to this. You can't do it for me and I can't do it for you. I have to desire to return to the place of rest, to the place of reality. I've got to seek him. And he said, if you draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh unto you. He says, seek me, and I shall be found.
Amen.
Those are promises. But you're going to have to take your sword, friends. And you're going to have to lash some of those enemies. And you're going to have to groan a little bit sometimes and die to certain influences. And confess certain things. The prophet says that even will take skin off your face. To bring the right atmosphere inside of your human soul, so that that soul can once again be the dwelling place of the Shekinah, so the covenant God can descend and make real the covenant to your soul once again. And then the testimonies take care of themselves from there. The healing comes from there. The deliverance comes from there. We'll see it now as we finish. So there was the covenant in there. Then there was the pot of manna. That manna that fell. Now listen to this masterpiece that the prophet said. He says that manna was a type of life. Kappa letter L. Zoe life. He says Christ coming down from heaven and perishing here on earth that he might give us life. That's what the manna was. It would come down and it would perish. He says that was a type of Christ. He came down and perished to give us life. He says the manna was a type of the Holy Ghost today.
Était le type du Saint-Esprit aujourd'hui, amen.
As God brought the church natural manna.
L'église est une manne naturelle.
He's bringing the church today spiritual manna.
L'église est spirituelle aujourd'hui, il a donné une manne spirituelle.
That's something that puts vitamins
amen.
In your soul.
Amen. C'est quelque chose qui amène de vitamines.
That's something that builds up your faith muscles.
Et c'est ce qui grandit les muscles de votre foi.
It's the spiritual manna.
Et c'est la manne spirituelle.
Jesus says, "My body, I give to you.
Eat." Mon corps, je vous donne, mange.
Eat.
Mange-le.
Friends, it's the spiritual revelation of Jesus Christ.
C'est la révélation spirituelle de Jésus.
It's the word.
C'est la parole.
In spirit and in truth.
Et dans la vérité et dans l'esprit.
He says, the prophet says, notice the type.
Le prophète dit, remarquez le type.
The manna never did cease to fall.
La manne n'a pas cessé de tomber.
Until the day they entered the promised land.
Jusqu'à tel point qu'ils sont entrés
then
dans
he says,
la terre promise.
For 40 years,
pendant 40 ans,
that same manna fell every day.
La même manne tombait chaque
Friends,
jour.
It's not our God's fault.
Ce n'est pas la faute de
if
Dieu.
Your soul is not rejoicing
si votre
in the Holy Ghost,
pas,
because the manna falls every day. God has shown his willingness. But it's us not taking advantage of our privileges. Not coming God's provided way to enjoy the blessings of the spiritual manna. The prophet says, it's been one continual Pentecost. The church ages. But he says, but the hardness of men's hearts have caused them to fail to eat the manna. Friends, God wants us to eat the manna now. And the manna is here now. And your soul is feeding on the manna. As we eat the word, the message of the hour, which is shining light on the scriptures of truth for this age. The prophet says you're eating the Holy Ghost. But he says, but within this tabernacle, he says the people that were outside, they would eat manna as well. He says God speaks to people. He says, but it never does you much good unless you're within the veil. Because the manna outside of the Holy of Holies, it never lasted long. It perished the next day. But when they took that pot of manna and put it in the ark within the veil, it was always fresh. And that's the place where God's word is always real. Where God's word is always sweet. It just depends on where we're living, friends. If you're living within the veil, we can partake of that manna that people out there know nothing about. The prophet says it here. Listen what he says. In the message, the supernatural. He's speaking of the supernatural, speaking of the hidden manna. He says, you see the failures of the church. Not the failures of God. The failures of the church. He's just read John 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, abide in me, and my word abide in you. There's a word that can abide. There's a manna that's always fresh. But it's within the veil. You won't find this manna that lasts through the ages outside of the secret place of the Most High. It's only within that Shekinah presence. The prophet says the church is failing to that abiding grace of God. Tonight, you will shout, clap your hands, dance in the aisles, speak in tongues. And friends, it's genuine manna. It's a genuine experience. We've all experienced that. And then tomorrow you defeat it again. Can you see where you were eating the manna? You're not eating the manna in the right place. Your soul isn't abiding in the right place. Because the feast doesn't last. Tuesday, back pulling your old dirty deals again. The prophet says the old temper's in control again. He says it shows where you're living. You're a believer. You are circumcised Jew. You are on the ground. You are in the tabernacle. But there's another place that your soul needs to go. The prophet says, he says, speaking in tongues. He says, those are gifts. Gifts are no good unless you are abiding in the Shekinah glory. Is that not true? All the division in the message, what's caused it? Gifts, genuine gifts. But the human instrumentality, taking control, friends, human understanding, taking control, human emotions, taking control. One man wants to be bigger than the other man. One man wants to use certain parts of the message to prove he knows more than the other man. It's genuine gifts. But friends, not abiding in the Shekinah. He says they're no good. He says, all of these things are marvelous. But they're no good. They're not fruitful. They can't yield the right kind of fruit unless you're living in the presence of the Shekinah. The atmosphere around you is godly. That's the reason that men and women are not permitted to these things. Because you'll go out and call a blessing over something that God has cursed. Or you'll curse something that God has blessed. It's an abiding presence to know the will of God. Then don't look what the world's going to say. It's what God thinks about you. You're living in His presence. Is that not the great need that we have, friends? I've seen gifted men, friends, that God has used to raise the dead. But I've seen them get out of the will of God. And do things through their own human emotions and feelings and understanding. You've seen it as well. Yet you can't doubt that God used that man to raise the dead because it happened. But it's a warning to us all. We've got to abide in the right place. We've got to abide there, friends. Not just go in there once in a while and get a blessing and be a blessing and then come out from there. And do all manner of things.
Et faire toute autre chose.
We saw it in Zimbabwe.
Nous l'avons vu à Zimbabwe.
A man that could cast out demons.
Et les hommes qui pouvaient
could pray for men at the point of death and God would raise them up.
Pour les hommes qui étaient au point de la mort.
Great gifted people. Apostolic ministries, friends. But failing to abide in the Shekinah glory.
De démarrer dans la gloire de Shekinah.
And then causing such a reproach.
Et il a causé une telle opprobre.
That's why gifts can be deceiving, friends.
C'est pourquoi les dons peuvent décevoir.
Gifts can be deceiving.
Les dons
never,
peuvent décevoir.
We'll see it tomorrow, never judge a man by his gifts. Because gifts and callings without repentance. Balaam had gifts. Didn't mean he was right with God. Genuine Holy Ghost gifts. Powerful manifestations of God. Never judge something by that. That's what the prophet said. It's a real lesson. And that's why I love the message. Let's finish off with this. Let's read Revelation 2, verse 17. We're speaking of this place of adoption, friends.
On parle de cette place d'adoption, c'est
a place of fruitfulness.
Une place fertile.
Revelation 2, verse 17. What a promise that God gave to the overcomers.
Quelle est la promesse que Dieu a
verse 17.
Verset 17.
This is the message to Pergamos. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna. You see, this manna, which was within, that's the hidden manna. It's not what everybody's just eating out there in the campgrounds. This is only for the overcomer. If you want to eat this manna, that's always fresh. Friends, this is rapturing faith. This is whatever you want to call it. Hidden manna.
Une manne cachée.
Always fresh.
Ça a toujours été fraîche.
But you've got to be in a certain condition to partake of this manna. You've got to be an overcomer. And the prophet says the greatest enemy to overcome is yourself. Your ambitions, your thoughts, your ideas, your ways of doing things. Because the promise is to the overcomer. That he that overcometh will I grant to come within the veil. The veil will drop behind you. You will come into the Shekinah presence. You will come to the Ark of the Covenant. You will come to the mercy seat. And you're going to find the hidden manna. He that overcometh. Now the prophet finishes with that. He that overcometh, I will be his God,
je serai son Dieu.
And I'll give him of the hidden manna.
Et je vais lui donner la manne cachée.
The prophet says, amen.
Et le prophète dit, amen.
I will hide him away.
Je vais lui cacher loin.
I will give him the hidden things that the world on the outside of the curtain knows nothing about.
Que le monde ne connaît rien.
Oh, friends, don't you desire that?
Amen.
That precious revelation of Jesus,
cette révélation précieuse de
personally to your soul.
Et que personnellement,
the revelation of the mysteries of redemption.
Des mystères de la rédemption.
Not just here,
ce n'est pas juste ici,
but here.
Mais c'est à
but we've got to approach this the right way, friends.
Approcher cela d'une façon correcte.
Because we've got the invitation.
C'est parce que nous avons
God's
l'invitation.
Made the way for us.
Dieu a fait la voie.
Whosoever will.
Quiconque veut.
Of the elect
élus,
can enter into this.
En ceci.
But we've got to come the right
nous
way.
Devons venir d'une façon correcte.
He says, the prophet says, hallelujah.
Le prophète dit, hallelujah.
He says, they're eating manna out there.
Ils étaient en train de manger la
manna, but they don't know about this.
Mais ils ne connaissent pas pour
friends, in the denominations, they eat manna.
Les dénominations,
they receive salvation. They believe on Jesus. He heals the sick. We can never doubt that, friends.
Jésus, tout cela,
they're eating of the manna.
Ils sont en train de manger la
but
manna.
Friends, God has a hidden manna in every age.
Cachée,
for the overcomers of every age.
Pour le vainqueur de l'âge.
But you've got to be clothed in humility.
Vous devez être enveloppé.
You've got to burn every bridge.
Vous devez briller tous les
you've
fonds.
Got to be walking right.
Vous devez marcher correct.
You've got to be dressed right.
Vous devez vous habiller correct.
You've got to be anointed right.
Vous devez être oint correctement.
Moses must anoint you.
Moïse doit te oindre.
With the divine anointing, the eagle
avec
anointing in this age.
L'onction divine.
And we can enter within the veil.
Et tu peux entrer à l'intérieur du voile.
The prophet says it.
Le prophète l'a dit.
He says, you get what I mean. Entering into the adoption.
Entrer dans l'adoption.
Or the hidden place with God.
Ou la place cachée avec
can you see what adoption is, friends?
Que vous pouvez voir
it's not complicated, is it?
Ce n'est pas compliqué.
But friends, how few of us get there?
Mais combien d'entre nous vont arriver
don't you want to abide there?
Est-ce que vous ne
I've
pas
been there, you've been there.
Là-bas,
but I want to be more consistent there.
Je veux que cela soit consistant.
I want to abide
mais
there.
Je vais demeurer
if
là-bas,
you abide
amen,
in me,
si vous demeurez
and my word abides in you,
parole demeure à vous,
ask what you will.
Demande ce que vous avez besoin.
You're dwelling in the presence of the covenant God,
de la
friends.
De Dieu de l'Alliance.
He says, ministers of the gospel,
le ministre de l'Évangile.
Don't worry about your denomination,
ne faut pas t'inquiéter de votre denomination.
What the world thinks. But seek to enter into
il
the hidden manna,
dans la manne cachée,
where the full revelation of God is.
Là où la pleine révélation de Dieu se trouve.
But he hasn't finished.
Mais il n'a pas terminé.
To make love perfect in your heart.
Pour rendre l'amour parfait dans votre cœur.
Because who is the Shekinah?
C'est parce que qui est la gloire de Shekinah?
God is perfect. Agape love.
Dieu est parfait dans son amour.
Can you say you love God? Have the love of God, and you hate your brother, you hate your sister.
Et que tu ta sœur et ton frère.
You can't fellowship with another brother or sister in the message.
Tu ne peux pas communier avec un autre sœur et frère du message.
It's not like that, friends.
Ce n'est pas comme ça, frère.
If we in this abiding place,
nous demeurons dans cette place,
it perfects love in our heart.
Il y a l'amour parfait.
By this, Jesus said,
par ceci,
shall
dit,
all men know your
mother
when you have love for one another.
Si
and who here tonight wouldn't say they need more of that?
Qui ne veut pas
friends, I want more of that.
J'aime plus de cela.
I so much want that. God has a provided way for us to get it. He's opened the veil.
Ouvrir la voie
he said, come boldly to the throne of grace.
Librement dans le trône de miséricorde.
But let's come the right way.
Et
just to finish off.
Correcte,
he says, it makes love perfect in your heart.
Cela rend l'amour parfait dans votre cœur.
And it's you and God.
Et c'est vous et Dieu.
Everything else is at rest. Let anything come what may. You're hidden away. What a place to live. The prophet says, oh, just let me abide there. Amen. The last couple of quotes. What was the last thing that we find there? There was the covenant. There was the hidden manna. And there was Aaron's rod. the prophet says.
Et le prophète
in the same place,
dans la même place,
they put Aaron's rod.
Et là, on mettait la
that rod that was a dead stick.
Cette verre d'Aaron qui était sec,
in one night's time.
Et dans une seule nuit,
in that place.
Dans cette place
that
là,
secret place.
Dans cette place secrète,
it came to life.
Et cela vient dans la vie.
I will restore, saith the Lord.
It
came to life.
It
brought buds.
It
brought flowers.
And
it brought forth almonds.
You
see, now it brought forth the fruit that was ordained to bring forth.
You see,
that's adoption. You bring in forth the fruit that you're ordained to bring forth. This is the place of adoption. You just lay there long enough. You're going to bring forth what you're ordained to bring forth. It's not you. Jesus said, if you abide in me, you are the branches. I am the vine. The branches on their own can bring forth no fruit. We need to be in the right atmosphere. The prophet says, remember, it never came to life when they first brought it in. They brought it into the outer court.
It
never brought forth the almonds. They brought it within the first veil. Still never brought forth what it was supposed to bring forth. But when they brought it within the veil, that's when it brought forth fruit. The prophet says, notice, that old dead rod brought in there, laid in the presence of God Himself. What happened? It budded, it blossomed, it yielded fruit. And when a man is cut off from God,
quand l'homme est coupé de Dieu,
he dies spiritually.
Il meurt spirituellement.
But once brought into the place of God,
quand cela est amené dans la place de Dieu,
before the presence of God,
avant la présence de Dieu,
he comes to life.
Il est venu à la vie.
And he yields life.
Et il cède la vie.
He yields blossoms.
Il cède la bénédiction.
Friends, don't you love being with people like
est-ce
that?
Que vous ne voulez pas être avec
they're not always criticizing other people
il
in the message.
Pas les autres,
other people in the church. There's a fragrance of life.
Il y a la fragrance de
friends,
la
you come from the world stinking from
vous
the world.
Venez du monde et
and you come into that place and there's a perfume in that place. There's a refreshing when you come into that place. How lovely it is. Then he reads Mark 11. Jesus came to the tree to look for fruit on it. It had everything but fruit. That's what's the matter with our churches today. We've got everything except fruit. Friends, we can criticize everybody. We know everything. But the surprising thing, there's no fruit. We never bring anyone to Christ. We never strengthen anyone who's young in the faith. But that's what Christ was looking for, was the fruit. Not the knowledge. Knowledge puffs up. But agape love builds up. It edifies. So that's how we need to look at ourselves. What fruit are we bearing? We may know a lot of things. But ask yourself, Jesus said a tree is known by its fruit. It's fruit. And friends, don't manufacture it. If you haven't been bringing forth fruit, let's get to the right place. Let's go and lay in the right place. Let's spend enough time in the place of adoption, the prophet says. And you'll automatically start bringing forth whatever seed you are. That was once the seed of an almond tree, the prophet says. That Aaron's rod. And it laid in the right place and it brought forth of its own kind. Brought forth what it was supposed to bring forth. The prophet says we can shout. We can speak with tongues. We can argue the scriptures. We can teach our theology. But when it comes to fruit bearing, the tree is very lean. That was very polite the way that he said it. And let's raise our hands and say we're guilty, friends. We're guilty. The tree is very lean. God brought us here for a purpose. We're so glad for the fruits that have come. But recently, friends, the tree's become lean. Now, we're not going to look at anybody else and blame them. Let's look at ourselves tonight.
Regardons à nous-mêmes.
Because you're speaking of communion and adoption.
À propos de communion et de l'adoption.
Let's seek that one
et
thing.
Que nous puissions chercher cela.
To come back into that place.
Pour revenir dans cette place-là,
the secret place of the
place
Most High. Then he finishes off the message.
Et il termine le message.
He says,
et il dit,
down between
là,
the wings of those cherubim,
les ailes de ces chérubins,
was a supernatural light.
Il y avait une lumière surnaturelle,
hanging in there.
Qui est entré
de that halo of God.
Et cet halo de Dieu.
There it is there. The pillar of fire.
La colonne de feu, la colonne de feu.
It lit the whole room.
Et c'est là, il était entré de lui,
and a man who once entered into that Shekinah glory, moving in the presence of the Almighty,
dans la présence du Très-Haut,
the world becomes dim.
Le monde devient mer.
Artificial organizations become dim.
Artificielle devient sombre.
Man-made creeds pass away.
Des hommes sont passés.
He's living in the Shekinah glory
de vivre dans la gloire de Shekinah,
of the Almighty God.
Du Dieu Très-Haut.
He says, my brethren,
mon frère,
let's ask God
Dieu,
for that place to live.
Et dans cette place pour vivre.
Then he says, shall we stand?
Dit, let's stand, friends.
Friends, is it not such a sweet message? Don't you love these messages,
amen,
friends?
Ce n'est pas un message merveilleux.
I love these messages.
Et j'aime ce message.
Because they make it so clear.
Et c'est parce que ça te rend clair.
They make it so plain.
Ça rend les choses claires.
The Bible says,
la Bible dit,
even a fool,
même un fou,
shall not err therein. God made it so simple for
Dieu
us.
L'a rendu trop simple.
Let's just yield ourselves. We ask Brother Vlad if you wouldn't mind coming.
Brother Vlad.
Let's sing that song once again before we come
ça
to communion.
Encore une fois avant d'arriver au communion.
Father of life,
le Père de la vie,
seated on the throne of grace.
Qui est assis sur le trône de grâce.
Friends, you know him, your soul knows him.
Ton âme le connaît,
but sometimes this world,
mais de fois ce monde,
the deception of this world, the attractions of this world, it takes your soul away from that place. Let's come tonight on a communion night and just put that petition before the Lord. After we sing this song, I say, Lord, I want to enter once more. Quicken the way unto me.
Seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercy we are saved. Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved.
one thing before we pray, friends. I believe if you take the principles of this message and apply it, then go back to those messages preached last weekend. Because those were masterpieces, friends. That message Brother Tay preached on say, don't say what you have, but have what you say. This is the principle we must follow first. Because if you're not abiding in that place, we can say what you want, it'll never happen, friend. Because that's what the prophets say. That's what Jesus told us. If you abide in me, and my word is abiding in me, that's what I really would recommend you to. Because you will find those messages will bring forth tremendous fruit if you just put your soul in the place of fruitfulness once again. I believe the Lord really sent Brother Tay our way with those messages, friends. Those faith messages. Those faith principles. But they don't kick into the soul unless your soul is in the right place. And that's what I really thought. That's why I wanted to preach this tonight. Because the prophet says, you'll only really bring forth the fruit if your soul is abiding in the Shekinah. Then when the word, the covenant word comes, when God sends the ministry to minister to us, it kicks something into gear. And God fulfills his word. Because then you can say, Lord, be it unto me according to your word. Because you're dwelling in the place of the covenant. Let's all come to a time of prayer before we come to the communion. Jesus upon this day.
Father, these things, Lord, Father, in flesh, Lord, they are only Lord Savior. Father, Lord, encouragement, Lord Savior, stepping stones, Lord, in the midst of our lives, Lord, guide us now, hear us now, grant us those things that we desire, Jesus.
Amen. Just ask Brother Francois if you wouldn't mind praying for the bread and the wine, brother, if you would, please, brother.
Most precious Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
How privileged people we are, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes, Father, we look at the big things, but we thank you because you are the discerner of the heart.
Amen.
And a tense of the heart of
yes,
the
Lord.
People, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you so much for a masterpiece message like
oh,
this,
Lord.
Father.
Yes, Lord.
A message can bring us back to the line, Father.
Amen.
To the
yes,
place
Lord.
Where we're supposed to be, Father.
Amen.
We thank you so much, Father.
Amen.
Because
God.
The time, the sacrifice that we made to come to thy house,
amen.
It was an in vain, Father.
Yes,
Father, we thank you so much because
amen.
You never fail us and you never forsake us.
Amen.
You're always
yes,
there to speak to us, to bring us a warning before judgment, Father.
Amen.
As your word says, the judgment began in the house of the Lord, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you personally. I have received my portion, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And I believe that you did the same for each of us here, Father.
Amen.
We are needy people. We are depending on thee, Father. Without the blood, nobody could get unto that place
yes,
of holiness of a holy,
amen.
Father.
Yes, Lord.
And
that's
we ask you, we thank you because the blood
amen.
Has opened a way for us,
amen.
Father.
Yes, Lord.
How our heart delights and oh. how we desire that constantly we should be living at that place,
yes,
Father.
Lord, yes, Lord.
And many times the flesh fell us, Father.
Amen.
But you know that our heart desire is to dwell in that place, Father.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
Why we ask you that you shall help us, Father.
Please, Lord.
As your prophet say, if we take the communion with the right attitude, Father,
amen.
Something permanent can happen to
amen.
Our life,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
That's why we ask you a permanent change in
please,
each of
Lord.
Us' soul, Father. And that you should make our heart your dwelling place, Father.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Please, Father, once again, espy mightily the servant that you have used, Father.
Yes, Lord.
How
please,
he
Lord.
Lay himself aside, Father, that he can prophesy through
amen.
Thy word, Father.
Amen.
That is
yes,
the
Lord.
Genuine prophecy we are looking for,
amen.
Father.
Yes,
where
Lord.
He can be
yes,
able
Lord.
To speak the deeper
please,
things
Jesus,
of
yes.
the heart of thy people, Father.
Amen.
How
yes,
privileged
Lord.
People we are, Father.
Amen.
Our heart is full of joy, Father.
Amen.
We don't know even how to explain it, Father.
Amen.
And we thank you because we have the assurance that you love us. Because you
amen.
Have spoken to us, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, what we ask you now that you shall forgive all our
please,
trespass and
yes,
our
Lord.
Sin, Father.
Amen.
You know the our heart, Father, that our desire
yes.
is to walk daily with thee, Father.
Amen.
That's why we ask you that you shall purge each of us soul here, Father,
yes,
and take away all the condemnation, Father.
Amen.
Because your scripture says there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ,
amen.
Father.
Yes.
Father, put our sin in the sea of forgiveness,
please,
Father.
Amen.
Where you will not be able to remember them anymore, Father.
Please,
that you will give us the permission to take thy body and to take thy blood, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you so much for this element that represents the really things that was done 2,000 years ago,
Amen.
Father. But we know your blood never loses its power, Father.
Amen.
It has the same power, Father. And we believe by taking it with the right attitude, it will do something inside of our heart,
Amen.
Father.
Yes.
Father, also the first washing, we want to commit everything
yes,
at thy hand, Father.
Please,
how do we remember our brethren and sister
Amen.
That we're not able to make it, Father?
Yes, Lord.
We know nothing else but it's the devil, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Because you will wish that your people should feast among thy table, Father.
Amen.
Father, we know, Father, we are not worthy than anybody else, Father.
Yes, Lord.
But we thank you so much for the grace that you have given us tonight, Father.
Yes, Lord, yes,
you knew that these are the very people that needed to be here, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That's why we take this message, Father, for us that are here present. Because you wanted to speak to us, Father. And we thank you that you have spoken to
Amen.
Us, Father.
Yes,
bless these things that was prepared by man, Father.
Amen.
The wine that was made by man.
Amen.
Let all the human elements should be taken away. That these things should be really the
Amen.
Body and the blood of the Lord Jesus
yes,
Christ
yes,
in
Lord.
A spiritual form.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we ask you that you should bless us all, Father. All the remaining of the service we commit at thy hand. And we'll take it with the action of grace. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Since we'll take a communion reading from,
Nous
let's go to Hebrews 10 again.
Allons de Hébreux 10 encore une fois.
Brother Francis was praying there, and it was exactly
il était en train de prier, c'était exactement
the thought. Hebrews chapter 10.
Hébreux chapitre 10.
Let's read from 19.
Lisons de 19.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Because the high priest
parce que le sacrificateur,
he couldn't go in without the blood.
Il ne pouvait pas aller sans le sang de Jésus-Christ.
And friends, we've come here to commemorate
nous venons ici de commémorer
the shedding of the blood
le sang qui a été
as versé. Recipients of the blood.
Et comme le récipient du sang.
And says verse 20, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh. And we know the first veil that was rent
la première voile qui a été déchirée,
was God himself.
C'est un Dieu lui-même.
Jesus. His veil was rent. Then he said, it's finished. And then the veil in the temple was rent. And the way was made open. As long as you go with the blood. As long as you go, his provided way. Friends, the way right to the mercy seat is open for us. And we're going to break the bread now. It speaks of the rending of the veil. The veil, the body, the tabernacle that God dwelt in. The Son of God himself.
Le Fils de Dieu lui-même,
his veil was rent.
Son voile était déchiré,
his blood was shed.
Et son sang a été versé,
to open the way.
Pour ouvrir le
for
chemin,
us to come right into the blessings of God.
Directement dans la
without him there was no adoption for
sans
us.
Lui, il n'y a pas l'adoption,
there was no
amen.
Salvation for us.
Il n'y a pas de salut.
He had to go before.
Il devrait aller devant
and he is the great high priest.
Et il est le grand sacrificateur.
We are just a shadow of who
nous
he
sommes
is.
Juste le type de
tonight he is the great high priest.
Il est le grand sacrificateur,
standing in the presence of God.
Qui se tient dans la présence
making
de
intercession,
Dieu, en faisant l'intercession
with the power of his own blood.
Avec la puissance de son propre sang.
And that's what we've come to partake of
nous sommes venus faire part.
So who should take communion?
Et qui va prendre les communions?
Anybody
tous ceux qui sont
that is a beneficiary
qui sont bénéficiaires
of the broken body.
De ce corps
anybody is a beneficiary of the shed blood.
Bénéficiaire du sang qui a été versé.
If you've had a living experience
et
in
si
your,
vous avez une expérience
your soul
vivante dans votre
of
âme,
the blood
le sang de
of the crucifixion
de la crucifixion
of the one who died for you.
De celui qui est mort pour vous.
The communion table is open for you.
Le temple de communion
you can come boldly
tu peux venir librement
to take these elements
pas,
as long as your sins are under the blood.
Aussi longtemps que tes péchés sont sous
let's
le sang.
Come to the communion table.
Venons à la communion.
Amen. If you want to sing one song there, Brother Vlad, if you don't mind, bro.
Christ have redeemed, died on the cross, died for the sinners, paid all his due. Sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb. when I see the blood, when I see the blood. Of sinners, Jesus will save. All He has promised,
that will He do.
Wash in the fountain, open for sin,
and I'll pass. Will pass.
Blood. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Judgment is coming,
all will be dead. Each one receiving justly his due. Hiding the saving sin, twins in blood, and I will pass over you.
In chapter 13. We know the scripture fairly well, so we'll not read the whole scripture. Let's just read from verse 13. John 13:13. Jesus said, "You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I've given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Mm-hmm. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them." Mm-hmm. And friends, we're privileged enough to know these things tonight,
c'est un privilège de connaître ces choses
and to do them.
et de le faire.
So we blessed people.
Amen.
And we thank the Lord for that. So let's wash one another's feet. Ask the brothers to come this side, sisters to come this side, and God bless you. From Sister Rachel, she's asking us to pray for her aunt in Canada who's got cancer, and they don't think she'll make it back to Ireland, so she was asking if we'd pray for her. Let's also remember the meetings across in Wolverhampton this weekend. Brother Tay's taken a convention in Wolverhampton, so he was preaching last night, tonight, and tomorrow morning, so let's just remember that in prayer as well. If anybody else has a request, if you want to raise your hand as we close. Heavenly Father, we just desire the ancient words. Jesus, we just desire the ancient words to do in us the ancient things, Lord. That, Father, you reveal yourself yesterday, today, and forever. Father, we know that it's not in our ability to manufacture anything. And, Father, we do not desire to do that. But we just want to come your provided way. And, Father, even as your word has said, that you will minister an entrance abundantly unto us into your kingdom. And Father, Lord, we thank you for the message of the hour that Father has ministered an entrance to us, revealed to us your mind about your word, has Father shown us, Lord, such precious things. Father, they seem so simple, but Father, they are so profound. And Father, what results they bring when you just take them the way that they were said. So may you help each and every one of us upon this night, of what was said upon this night, Father, this place of adoption. Father, what the prophet calls the land of adoption within the veil. Father, we just want to be there more. Father, we thank you for the times you've allowed us to be in that place. But how we long to stay there consistently, Lord. How long that your hand would continue to be upon us, that Lord, you can trust us with greater things. Father, may you forgive us for our shortcomings. We acknowledge them to you. May you forgive us for our failings, Father, our childish things and our childish ways. Father, how we long to lay in that Shekinah presence upon this night, that you'd bring us to that maturity, Lord. That, Father, we'd be golden brown. Father, that you may make us into bread upon your table. That is our prayer at this time, Lord. Father, I do want to pray for Sister Rachel's aunt. Jesus, we do not know her. But, Father, you have ordained that she should be related to a sister. Father, she should be related, Lord, to a daughter of God. Father, that is a privilege that you've given unto this lady. And, Lord, we just want to pray. And, Father, unite our faith together with Sister Rachel to ask of thee for grace. To ask of thee, Father, Lord, that you would reach forth your hand even now. That you would do something wonderful for that lady would be our desire. That, Father, you would curse the enemy. That, Lord Jesus, you would bless her with salvation. That you would bless her with the revelation of your mercy. That, Father, you would lead her to that place within the veil where the covenant promises are fresh and never fail. I do pray for her, Lord. Father, I'm thinking of Brother Tay upon this night. I thank you for the fellowship that we had together, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the ministration of your word in faithfulness unto your people. Father, how I pray your blessing upon him. I pray that you renew his strength. I pray that your hand will be upon him. I pray that you'll give him wisdom, Father, Lord, and the leadership of your spirit in the way that he should minister. I pray for that congregation. I pray for your blessing upon that revival, that convention that's going on, Lord. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you'll bring in such as should be saved. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you'll manifest yourself for your glory. May you strengthen our brother, I pray. Father, keep him, Lord Jesus. Guide him, lead him, and bless him. Take him safely home. Bless his congregation, we pray, back home. I do think of them as well upon this night. May you bless them, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Jesus, we look to you. Please continue to send unto us the very things that we need. Father, you know the condition of our souls before you. Father, you know them better than we know them ourselves. So, Father, we look unto thee upon this night and ask of thee that you'd continue to send your servants unto us to minister, Lord, the blessing unto us, Lord. And may you bless them in return is our desire. Every hand that is raised upon this night, every need, I ask of thee, Lord, that you'd watch over us. Father, seeing that accident near our house upon this day and seeing somebody die and seeing people, Father, that are so badly injured. Father, it can happen to anybody, Lord. Seeing Brother Scott in his accident, Lord. Thinking of the accidents we've had, I pray for traveling mercies for each person upon this night. That, Father, you will rebuke the spirit of accidents in Jesus' name, we pray. Father, how the prophet saw the spirit of accidents following a person. But, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we say upon this night, it shall not be so to the sons and daughters of God. But, Father, bring us all safely home, we pray. Give us good rest, Lord, in thee upon this night. And bring us safely to your house in the new day. And, Father, how we pray for grace that your will may be done in the new day. I pray for them that are at home, the sisters who haven't managed to make it. May you please have mercy upon them. Father, the saints that are at work, different places doing this and that, I do pray for them as well. Father, have mercy upon them, Lord. Bring us into your house in the new day. Bless us as we sing the songs of Zion. Bless us in the ministration of the word. Bless your people, we pray this night. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, saints. Meet you tomorrow by the grace of God.
The name of Jesus lead you, child of sorrow and of woe. Precious name, chorus, brother. Oh, how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh, how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus with as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, pray holy name.